Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we get to sit with your Word in hand, knowing that you want to teach us from your Word about you and your ways. You want us to know about your Son, Jesus, and he gave us the promise that you would send the Holy Spirit and that he would guide us into all truth. We ask that he would do that today as we study your word in the book of Esther. And we'll give you thanks for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Letters to Destroy and Kill. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 3, and verse 13. After gaining permission to annihilate Mordecai and the Jews, Haman immediately called for the scribes and sought for them to write the law and send letters to all the provinces within the Persian Empire, which would notify them of the new command. In chapter 3 and verse 13 of the book of Esther, we see this part of Haman's plan executed. We read, "And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey." Our verse begins, "And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women." In a day when there were no telephones, email, or other ways to communicate, posts were used to pass along messages. The word post means run or runners and conveys the idea of moving swiftly or quickly at something. These posts were sent throughout the Persian Empire to communicate the new command that all the Jews should be destroyed and killed. Notice there was no sympathy for Jewish people who were older, younger, little children, or women. This projected Holocaust would be thorough. The verse goes on to say, "In one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar." Haman was so brazenly against the Jews that he even gave the appointed date for the execution to begin, 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. We might remember that he consulted his soothsayers for the best date for this to occur, and now we see him implementing his chosen date, which is in the 12th month corresponding to our March to April. We also note the verse says, "to take the spoil of them for a prey," which means that those who actually kill the Jews may benefit from taking their items of value. Not only was there permission granted to destroy the Jews, but if the Jews owned any property, the killers were entitled to it. This part of the law counted upon the greed of people within the Persian Empire, and those who wrote it knew that there was something to gain from the Jews' extermination. People in the kingdom might be more inclined to carry out their destruction if this was so. What a heinous plan Haman has designed. Can we imagine that such hatred could exist because of one man's refusal to bow to him? And yet it does. Haman didn't realize it, but he was being used by Satan himself to stop what Satan knew was in the future for the Jews. The Messiah was promised through the Jewish people, and should they all be exterminated, the Messiah could not come. Satan will use anyone who will align in opposition with the promotion of the gospel, and without a Messiah, there would be no gospel to give. Salvation would not be possible, and man would be eternally lost. Jesus Christ came through the Jewish line, and should Haman's plan be completed, he would not have come. Thank God we have the Almighty God looking over this situation. Though he is not named, God is still in control, even when post may declare another story. As we meditate upon the words within this verse, we may be reminded that even when things are posted as bad in our lives, God is still in control. We can trust him and know that he is ever mindful of our situations. Next time, we will see how the letters prepared every province in the kingdom. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.